American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good week! This would be Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, January 23rd, 2006, with my beautiful and talented co-host, Sumerian.
Hello.
And this would be the Election Day special for Canada.
Oh, it would be, yes,
hopefully
Monday.
Hopefully everyone's gone out there and decided
did their part.
Yeah, done their part and elected a conservative government.
No.
This would be, or you could go with Sim and be all, you know, forgiving and stuff.
Well,
and,
you know, a conservative government would be one step closer to one world government, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'd be... Yeah, it's the only one I think of that would work, but we're not going to fight about that just now because we've spent the last 2 hours fighting about that because this would be Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit Rep for Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this broadcast, you are too, this podcast.
Podcast.
You're podcasting. You can read all the news stories along with us by going to the Live Journal, which would belong to me, called sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit. And so now we have Sumerian.
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
There you go. I've got a funny story for you. I wanted to lay this one on you, but I wanted to wait
okay.
for the show. I was the other day...
Didn't want to waste your action.
No, I didn't want to waste your action. I have a vegetarian story. It's a funny vegetarian
okay.
story, so that's why I like it. I was hanging out with a buddy of mine named Osiris.
Okay.
And
we
went down to Dave's, you know, which is, everyone knows Dave's, so I can say Dave's. And there's a dude at Dave's who's quite a hardcore motherfucker. Okay, he's got a plaque on the wall from SEAL Team 6. He's a really switched on dude. His name is Zoltan.
The mighty Zoltan,
which that's his real God-given name is Zoltan. It's like there's like, thank you, Zoltan, for helping us from SEAL Team 6. You know, it's like, you know, Richard.
He flies off.
Yeah, you know, fuck it, with Zoltan. You see that guy?
Zoltan,
the man with the built-in rebreather. But anyway, whoa, you're like peeking all over the fucking place. You need to turn that shit down. You're like loud, motherfucker.
Oh, I am. Check.
There, better.
In the test, I wasn't loud.
Sparking
Sorry.
Everywhere.
Sorry,
whoa,
everyone.
Dude.
Blowing your eardrums.
You're fired. So anyway. So Zoltan's in there, and I'm in there with Osiris, and we're all talking Zoltan, and I just look at this new Sage Arm stock for this M14 and blah, blah, blah. And we're all sitting there, all of a sudden this woman walks in, ding, 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 to the store. You know?
Everyone goes, whoosh.
And we're like, and they're like, there's a girl, right? Yeah. So, and she's now, I got to describe, she's wearing like the good Mountain Equipment Co-op,
okay.
Sierra Club kind of clothing, you know?
Yeah.
There, a lot of polyester going on there.
Okay.
Kind of thin, sort of pale, looking sort of vegetarian sickly, you know? No, that's well, she was thin and pale. I suspected she may have been a vegetarian. And, you know, lots of pronounced gums and teeth and stuff. And she's like, and I noticed her behind me because we're all, you know, John at the counter and stuff like that. She says, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, go ahead. We're just, you know, slack John up here. And she says, and she took ass to Zoltan. She says, I was wondering if you could help me. And Zoltan goes, yeah. You know, what can I help you with, ma'am? Now Zoltan, I believe he used to be, did something in the American Army, but he wasn't really say what it is, but he got a plaque on the wall from SEAL Team 6.
Okay.
That's not to say, I don't think he was a SEAL, because he's never claimed to be a SEAL.
But he helped him out.
But he's done some shit. I think he was involved with some people. But anyway, Zoltan knows his stuff. Okay, he's switched on.
Yep.
And she says, I need some help. I need you to help me dispose of a knife. And I looked at her, and I'm thinking,
everyone's
okay,
like,
she's...
Got a little wide-eyed.
And we're all like, you know, ooh, that's a showstopper, you know, and I'm looking at her, and Zoltan's like, dispose of a knife. And she says, yeah, I found this knife. Did you find it in someone you love? You know, like, I found this knife and I want to dispose of it. Is there blood on the knife? And nobody really knows what to say, right? So, I'm, of course, me, you know, I chime in. I'm like, hey, maybe this chick's got a sweet knife that she's found, and I can, you know.
I'll take it.
I'm like, I'll help you dispose of that fine Strider piece of steel, you know, whatever. Yeah. So, she pulls out this, out of her backpack, she takes out this blue cloth. And wrapped up in the blue cloth is this, like, complete piece of crap fishing knife from the turn of the century, okay? It's like complete garbage. Well, it's not turn of the century, but it's like from the 70s, stainless steel, wood handle. You know, if you were to hit it hard, it would shatter. It's just it's just a piece of crap. And she says, yeah. And Zoltan's looking at her, looks at the knife, looks at me, looks at her, looks at the knife. I look at Osiris, Osiris, me, knife, her.
Yeah.
Right? And Zoltan says, well, ma'am, you can just throw that out. You know, you can throw that in the dumpster or the garbage.
She might be concerned, you know, hurting something. You know, people, garbage men picking up the garbage bag going, I went through my hand.
Yeah, you know, so, but no, she was worried about someone finding the knife.
Okay.
And using it as a weapon was what her concern was. Because there's a weapon of war. You know, this knife, you know.
Okay.
So, and I'm looking at her, and now I'm deciding to have fun with her. And
that
I'm like,
make any sense.
That's a problem. I said, you know, because this is stainless steel. And I'm like, how would one dispose of a stainless steel knife? I'm thinking, well, you could cut it into little pieces with a hacksaw. You could grind it into dust.
Yeah.
Osiris offers
you. You know, the metal grinder.
Yeah, I said, you could throw it in the ocean. And Zoltan's like, no, man, no stainless won't corrode. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
It would get worn down, though, against rocks and stuff.
No? Yeah, over 1,000 years. Yeah, perhaps. And then Osiris offers, you could throw it in a volcano.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, volcano
That'd
would
quick.
Take that.
And I
said to her, I said, or you could probably bury it, ma'am, if you're really concerned, which would be my first, you know, dig
you
a
could.
Nice deep hole,
yeah.
Drop it in the hole, plant it, you know, back to the earth she goes. And she looked at me with this look of abject horror that I suggested taking clearly this weapon that was used to dismember fish,
yes.
You know, and insert it into Mother Earth. Like this was this horrible, you know, intrusive thing. So
it was made from materials from the ground at one point.
Eventually, Zoltan, he's getting mad, right? Because his shit factor is pretty low. And he's like, well, ma'am, you need to understand that, first of all, you're talking to carnivores who are also hunters, and each one of us has, you know, any number of knives on us right now as you're speaking to us. And I'm going to, because I'm like, okay, well, you know, I have friends who are big and I understand how these people think. You know, so I'm like, well, you know, so I sort of.
People.
Well, you know, they need help. You know, they need help. I mean, clearly.
Their brain is lacking certain chemicals that.
Yeah, you know, well,
they're
they
not
must
getting
be.
From the meat.
You know, she's got a problem. And so I, you know, so what turns out is we wind up taking the knife and we're like, okay, well, and Zoltan goes, fine, yeah, I'll take the knife. I'll put it in the display case. Someone wants to buy it for $2, they can have it. I mean, that's recycling. You like that, don't you? And she's like, okay, thank you. And out the door she goes. And I look at Zoltan, Zoltan looks at me, and I'm like, okay, that's got to be some of the weirdest shit in recorded history, man. And he's like, yeah, man. So, but what I'm going to do now is I was driving home, and I was thinking, I was stunned. Me and Osiris were both stunned by this, right?
Yeah.
So I'm driving home, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. So I phoned down, and I told him to put the knife on hold, because I'm going to go back in and get it.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I can, initially I was thinking that I was going to, like, take the knife hunting. You know, and that way I could actually use the knife in exactly the opposite way that she didn't want to use. But then I've changed my mind again, and I might give the knife to Sariet and see if we can get pictures of different special forces guys all around the world holding the knife and acting all badass with this piece of shit stainless steel fishing knife.
That's a little better.
So we could get all this, you know.
A bit more ironic. Right?
Yeah, and then we'll put it up.
It was used in war!
And then we, you know, put it up in the store on a plaque with all these photos of all these spec ops guys and the story. Yeah, it's a great story.
Yep.
But she did kill something with that knife. She killed the last of my youthful idealism with that knife. And that's one of the reasons why I want that, because that was the last of my entire liberal ideology just got its throat slit and weakly bled out on the floor by this broad. I couldn't believe this chick. I'm like, wow, you people need help.
Some people are a little overreactive.
You think?
Yeah.
You think?
A little sensitive about that.
A little sensitive about that. So that was my vegan story. That actually happened. That happened
pretty
this
funny.
Weekend. There's a live journal entry I'm going to be doing about that.
Okay.
I might do it. Well, I mean,
it's a good one. Well, you did on the show.
I did it on the show, so I'll probably do something else. I've got a whole queue of live journal entries like done up now that I'm not allowed to let anyone comment on because they just freak out. So You're a Nazi! Well, not exactly. No, I'm willing to kill Nazis. I don't know what your problem is.
So they can freak out in the privacy of their own home.
Oh, God, people get mad.
Scream at their computer screen.
Yeah. Here's a little footnote. If ever you send me an email and you look at the email on the screen and when you're looking at it in your email browser and if the words go past the screen, assume it's going to be deleted. You know what I mean? If I have to scroll while reading your email, it's gone. Okay, it's never even going to get read. I'm going to be like, "Dear Sean, blah 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 blah, gone." I'll be like, "Okay, that was too much to say.
Too much to read."
Yeah, too much to read, too much work. Sorry. Barely read anyway. I'm too busy reading books about shit I want to learn. So, sorry about that. But anyway,
one paragraph will do it.
One paragraph, two paragraphs. You know, tops. Yep. I mean, if you space it, if there's spaces in there, well, you could trick me a little bit by spacing
it
nicely. Make it easy to read. None of this mass page of text. Not on. Not going to read it.
Here's my life story.
There's my life story, black. So what's your, you have some feedback. You have two pieces. What's the first one?
Yes, this is from, one of them's from The Last Show.
The Last Show?
This is from Mainframe. He said, just listening to your January 16th, 06 show and was wondering, should somebody be arrested for putting their car garbage in their house garbage?
Yes, I got that one, too. Yeah, I got that one.
Just flashing back to old shows, what are the details of that situation?
Okay.
Well, in that situation, that should be regarded as a high crime.
You think so?
And so in Britain, that would definitely be, you know, arrestable and punishable right on the street.
Well,
right?
Would that be garbage trespass?
It would be
garbage trash trespass. Trespass trash.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Trashy trespass.
Yeah, you know, so that's definitely a very bad crime.
And a good website, trashytrespass.com. I mean, I found you on the property. Looks like you're going to have to do something to work that shit off. I got some feedback here. We'll get back to the other one in a bit. We'll break it up. Dear Sean and Sam, here we go.
You have to clear your throat for this one. It's quite a few paragraphs.
I am probably what you would classify as a mud hut person. Sean, as far as your one world government idea, if you had to read your Bible... This is assuming I have a Bible, that you quoted disciples ripped on fish listening to Rant Media or die. Sorry, I do not remember the exact quote from your commercial.
What?
I have no idea. This person's smoking crack.
Oh, that video commercial.
What? Listen to Rant Media, disciples ripped on fish, listen to Rant Media
That's
or
right.
die.
They're drinking wine. They're ripped on the wine and eating their fish. There's something. It was one of our TV commercials.
I can't remember shit. It's all on the fly. You know what Jesus is going to set up in this... You know that Jesus is going to set up this ideal world government after the Antichrist has his chance.
Why doesn't he do it now?
Well, I guess he's got other shit to do. He's too
busy.
He's too busy splashing the people in Thailand.
That's right.
I enjoy listening to both your comments, and they cause me to think and consider different points of view. I do consider myself a wog, one who thinks for himself and is prepared for the chaos to come as the New World Order, corporate Masonic demonic, comes to power. Well, you know... Sam, I enjoy hearing you on the show, even though if we disagree on many things, keep up the good work on patrolling. Sean, I think I remember you saying your wife or in-laws were Mennonites. Pass on a God bless you salutation for me. Sorry if I'm wrong. I'm Pentecostal. Should you be interested? Have fun tearing this apart. Thank you. P.S. As far as politics go, I see good and evil on both sides, left and right, whatever. Most of all politicians are corrupt and full of shit. As far as Christmas being weak, tell that to hundreds of thousands that face persecution and death for becoming Christians every year. It's easy to follow the crowd, including the social clique Christians. It's not easy to stand for the truth. Good luck finding the truth for yourself. Have a nice day. Hillwalk.
Well, he knows the truth, right?
He does. He does. Yes. And apparently there's hundreds of thousands of Christians facing persecution and death every day.
For saying Merry Christmas.
For saying Merry Christmas.
I'm ready with my rock.
Have you got your rock? You're good to go? I'll be like, kill that Christian bastard. And, well, I'm not up to killing Christian bastards.
No.
I mean, I just... Then, you know, if I had to choose my neighbors, I don't mind Christians as neighbors. They get a little irate sometime with the music. They complain a lot, but they're generally not that bad. I haven't seen a lot of Christians strap bombs on their chest and blow up
the Bible,
pizzerias. What's that?
As long as they don't follow the Bible, because there's some pretty horrible things in the Bible. I'm sure I could fall under a couple things that I would need stoning for.
Well, yeah, because you're an extremist terrorist.
Yeah, a heathen, right? And isn't there...
I think you're actually, you might be an infidel.
Infidel?
Yeah, I'm actually an infidel too.
Okay.
But I think that in the whole people lasting versus Christian persecution, I think I would last a little bit longer. Well, I mean, because I wouldn't let you die. I'd be like, no, Sim, come here, get your fucking head down. Stupid. Dear Sean, this email is fucking long, so you may not have to read it all of it out. If any of it at all.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening recently to your show. I've been thinking, you've changed. You've become a right wing. and I've been thinking you've changed and you put more right wing. But in fact, thinking about it, cult is a lot scarier than your current ideology. Cult was a kind of fuck you, fuck your laws. We're taking what we want by force. Fuck the rest of humanity. Well, not really, but that was one of the perceptions of it. Sort of a secret society. The new idea is more open. The problem is your system needs a lot of security against corruption. For example, the camera state. I have one word for you. Hackers. Hackers could use the system for whatever methods they liked. Like what? Observing people and jerking off. That's about all they could do with it. In a high-tech control society, hackers would be kings. Also, enslaving robots and making them do you all the work is a silly concept.
That's
I hereby declare robotic slaves silly.
We should go back to the mules and the plows.
Yeah, that's right. You need to keep humans who knew how the robots worked, etc., and they'd have a lot of power with that knowledge because of the technology, say EMP, they'd only be the ones able to fix it, or say a virus released into the robots. Also, with about 6 billion people armed and dangerous, at any one time, people will disagree with what their leaders are doing and will fight for their rights, regardless of whether the right is right for what we want of a better world or not. I can agree with a one-world government. I like the concept. I can agree with the camera state as a concept, not practice. The problem is that corruption is inherent in any system. There will always be one slimy, manipulated fuck who will exploit it, and his fellow officers will join in because they get something out of it, and so corruption spreads. Now, I believe that this can be choked out.
But how? Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one.
Well, that's when you have to get into something. My idea of enforcement, when I think of enforcement, don't think Judge Dredd. Think Tetragrammaton Cleric from Equilibrium.
Where everyone's watching everyone intently.
No, where I'm talking where your police almost become a pseudo-religious caste who are totally isolated from society and have no material wants.
So very, very strict.
Psycho-Buddhist Zen samurai cop.
Yeah, very dedicated.
Yeah,
people.
It's pretty radical concept, my law enforcement guys.
But there's mass
guys.
Corruption with, even within that society as well.
It's pretty hard.
Right up to the top.
It's pretty hard to corrupt someone who thinks that they're following God. You know, so you have to design a specific
meme. Some people
are
willing to blow themselves up.
Yeah, but
that's
that God. There's the Aztecs allowed themselves to be slaughtered.
Yeah.
They hook my guts down the side of the pyramid. Sounds like a good plan. Right? All for the glory of God. Right? So it's all in the application of how you apply this God meme. I'm not saying that religion is bad when applied properly, but if we can apply a religion, like if you had a law enforcement militant religion, that'd be sweet. You know, they could police their own. They could stone their own cops.
Blind obedience.
Imagine. Well, blind obedience to the law. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It'd be like, imagine some cop's all corrupt and he kicks some guy and the other cop turns on him and shoots him in the head on the spot because he's out of line.
You disobeyed.
You disobey the law. You have broken the trust of the public.
Since there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
It easily backed up.
You betcha.
Yep.
Right there.
You wouldn't even have to have a trial. It's like, there it is.
Vindicated. on tonight at 9, right after the executions.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, it's a good time. and not to have people looking at the cameras at all the time when people could have underhanded deals. They just need to say, oh, create a massive amount of electromagnetic interference. EMP bombs are a reality today. Goodbye, camera. Hello, underhanded deal. So he's looking at ways to hacking cameras and stuff like that, saying that the problem, nothing is absolutely foolproof.
No.
But the problem is that if you have people who are, what happens is if you catch people purposely trying to disrupt your system of honesty and you kill them, this shows to the rest of people who are going to fight against the system that if you fuck with the system, you'll be killed. And that means that only the extremists will do it, and then you wind up just geeking the extremists, and eventually everybody falls in line.
Yep.
It works out well, and then we go for the greater good of all.
Which is interstellar. Travel.
Which is, of course, all of this, you know,
is for a spaceship.
Is to get to space. Because you got to think, too. He goes on, you know, to say some other stuff here. Also, what the hell would be running the power of those cameras? And then you want to talk about night vision. He goes on, blah, 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 blah. So, and that was from Illum 3. He goes on talking about this sort of stuff. So there's lots of people who are poking holes in this. I got a bunch of emails talking about poking holes in the one world government. You know
right.
what I mean? But,
well, it's good to look for problems with it and improve it.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, I haven't even come out with a format yet. You know, I'm just saying that, let's say if, I'm not really specific on what one world government there is.
Right.
Let's say the entire government to the Republic, you know, army of one kind of thing, you know, which that's the one problem with these guys who are like all libertarian and shit, is that it basically okays slavery. It says slavery is okay. No, it's not because
economic slavery.
Well, slavery. I don't care how you do it. It's like, slavery is slavery.
In a libertarian society, you still have police and you still have, like, people's rights not to be beaten and killed.
Whoa! What are you talking about? Rights? I don't need no government walking into my life telling me what I can and cannot do.
I should be able to kill this guy if I want
this
to.
This guy over here?
That's called anarchy.
I mean, he needs...
That's called anarchy.
He can't, you know, it's not my fault that he's born poor. You know, he could go get another job making 6 cents an hour, even though I'm the only game in town because all the Walmart stores have totally taken over this section of America. You know? If I throw him out, he's homeless. And he's on private property, too, so we better get the fuck out. And I'll call the cops to have them. You see where we're going with this? See, so the problem is that the libertarian thing opens the doors for slavery. So libertarianism
is
just
opens the door for a lot of problems.
It's what? Basically a nice meme ruse, mental virus put out by big business is what it is. I don't buy into the libertarian thing at all.
Big business doesn't like libertarianism. They love the government rules and giving special deals to themselves and discounts and tax breaks so they don't have to pay any tax. Like, oh, come into our city. We won't make you pay any taxes. We'll just waive those environmental rules for you.
Well, the thing is...
Because you're going to bring jobs, aren't you?
Well, that's what the big businesses want. But if it was libertarian, there'd be no taxes anyway. So they're for the tax breaks, but they're more for the libertarian government because then they don't have any government interference, right?
Well,
so
with the small person as well. And they'd be able to set up shop anywhere, anytime.
Who? The small
you and me.
Oh yeah,
and
sure.
There'd be
no
rules in inhibiting us to set up a shop and undercut the big companies.
Yeah, if it was economically possible, which unfortunately it is not, because they're paying people 10 cents an hour to crank out 300 CDs, and if they don't do it in between their bathroom breaks, which are locked down, they're fucked. So you wind up the mechanics of it winds up getting screwed up, right? So that's my one problem. In theory, the libertarian thing would work. You'd be like, well, that's great. Nobody fucks with you. But unfortunately. If you become a 600-pound gorilla in the business world, you're fucked. You can't, take over. So it's kind of a bad situation. Kind of a bad situation. You got another piece of feedback over there.
Yes. Dear Masters of Rant.
What
an incredible thing you have achieved with Rant Media.
We're so incredible.
I've only been listening for 2.5 of the 7 years you've been broadcasting, but in that relatively short time, I've been ceaselessly impressed by what you've been able to do.
Ceaseless.
That you're able to produce such a quantity of high-quality free content across so many media formats is a testament to your commitment to do the right thing. Trademark. And a credit to you all. I'm not lying when I say Rant Media has a tremendous effect on my life. You have really opened my eyes to a lot of things and helped me make a very positive changes in my life and my environment.
Ego swelling.
Thank you. The world's a pretty crazy place to live in at the moment, and that's what makes you guys do all the more important. Congratulations to you all, and here's looking forward to another 7 years. Thank you, Dark Nature.
Wow.
So you need those emails once in a while.
Yeah. I usually delete them. I just kind of watch them. No, I read them, man. Actually, I have a little folder that I keep them in. I have all
and
the
when you're lonely
and when
sad,
I'm feeling like,
you go
I'm,
to that folder.
I'm so upset that people hate me. Nobody loves me. And then I go bask in my accolades. I'm like,
I love me folder.
Yeah, I need that option on my live journal so I could be like, positive email feedback only. And people are like, oh, Sean, if people say nice things, you let them on your live journal, but if they say bad things, you cut them off. I'm like, yeah.
I don't want to hear bad things.
I don't want to hear bad things. There's enough bad things going on. I know there's people who disagree with me, and given time, my shock troopers will find you. But, until that point, that's it. I'm through. I'm through with trying to play nice with people. Fuck that. Fuck that, Sith all the way. It's all about the Sith, as far as I'm concerned.
There's no point in trying to please everyone.
Oh, I don't think you should probably try
do
to please...
Do your own thing, and people will
I'm just
come
getting
to you.
I'm just getting shit done, Lead, follow, or get the fuck out of my way. That's pretty much how it works. Hey.
Hey.
That's how it says. Hey. I know you probably think I'm one of those degenerates that you keep talking about in your blog. I mentioned the word. I keep talking about them. I did one blog entry where I
over
said
every day you keep
a moral degenerate. I'm like fucking degenerate. You degenerate. You degenerate piece of shit. I hope this makes sense to you. I'll try to make sense of it
because it's hard to read.
It's hard to
from
read.
Degenerates.
My brain only works. No. You keep talking about how the political and morale of the left is inactive, and how the rights is and how the right is the group with the power. Hang on, let me try that again. You keep talking about how the political and moral left is inactive and how the right is the group with the power. Okay, meaning the right wing are the guys who have power and are getting shit done versus the left wing who generally stir the pot, make a lot of noise, and point and complain.
Right.
which is kind of like how everything works in the world. only they've assigned left and right, which is the people who do stuff and the people who don't do stuff. What you must understand is that, just like Bob Dylan said, I love that, Bob Dylan, Bob Dylan said, we never had a chance of winning, but that doesn't mean we have to join them.
What?
The best we can do is resist until the day we die. The best we can do is resist until the day we die. The only winning we who fight for people's rights can have is to know as we die that we never gave an inch, that we never sacrificed our ideas for the allure of the power of the right. This is an achievement. This is a victory. Because it is only the victory of a truly honest man can have. Because the honest man will always, in the end, be killed by those who step around honesty. Sent in by A.K. Nix.
Right.
So what I would say to you is, it's not a matter about who's right. It's a matter about who's left. And I have always taught survival. If you don't survive, it's useless.
He's talking about people who's joining the winning team just because the team is winning. It's like, well,
yeah. Why the fuck else would you join the winning team?
I don't know. When to quote the horrible thing, like when the Germans were taking over Europe. Well, they're the ones winning. Let's join them.
That's a little different.
Winning team.
No.
Who's the guy with the power? Let's join them.
No. No, they weren't the winning team, because if they were the winning team, they would have won.
At one point they were advancing and taking over. And then at one point they weren't anymore.
But
you always went to the side that's always winning.
This is a horrible thing to say, but unfortunately true, since you've already dragged that out of the closet.
Yes.
How many people do you think were involved with the murder of the Jews? Millions of people.
They had to
build those death camps. Bayer Aspirin was building the Cyclone B. IBM kept track of all the Jews. We didn't know. We didn't know they were killing all these Jews. We didn't know that they were...
We had an order to fulfill, and
yeah, we didn't know that pillows were stuffed with human hair. I mean, people were just...
We thought they were children's camps.
A lot of people joined the winning team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the definition then is, what is the winning team? Okay.
Right.
Now,
should you give up your morals just to go with the people that are doing the most damage or getting the most money or
to compare,
taking the most land?
It's not exactly that way. What I'm talking about here is an ideology of recognizing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not talking about siding with people who are murdering innocents in a camp. Okay, there's a bit of a difference there. Now,
yes, taking it to an extreme.
And the minute George Bush builds a camp and starts gassing people en masse, I'll be like, whoa!
Well, he built a camp. He's just not gassing them.
What camp?
Guantanamo Bay.
That's a prisoner of war camp. They're not really going through the southern United States, and just gathering up all the black people and murdering them.
Some people from the United States put in there, so...
There's been some people. Oh, Jesus. I can't believe you.
It is a camp.
I am not even going to entertain this. Well, there's a couple of traitors, and they, sort of did some shit. Clearly, they're at this camp. To compare Guantanamo Bay with any Nazi death camp is ridiculous.
I'm just saying it is a camp.
It is. Also
as soon as George Bush built a camp.
Yeah, there's band camp, too, but it doesn't really count. I mean, we're totally, whatever. So, bottom line here, though, is that, yes, if you would like to stay on the left and spend your life, dying, living in your
dying
car.
Dying for the things you believe in.
Die for living in your car and having nothing and have this feeling of somehow moral superiority in the fact that you're weak and you die, good for you. Okay? If you would like to live some sort of semblance of a life and exist as you know it, you have to come to certain grips with reality. Sorry that that's the way things are. Don't kill the messenger. And I've always said that I want kids especially, who listen to the show, to be successful. To have a life which is full of joy and happiness. And maybe, nice things. And then running water and food and stuff. So that they can be prosperous. And at the end of the day, they'll say, Sean, glad I listened to you, man. Because if I hadn't listened to you, I'd wind up living in my car, eating tofu, singing some kumbaya fucking song, and feeling morally superior with dreadlocks and bugs in my hair.
Only had to walk on a few backs of people. They were poor anyway.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. See, you got this nasty perspective. You know, that's what it is. It's this nasty. That's propaganda. Right there. That is
people selling out their morals so that they
what's
can.
What's the big deal? People sell out every day. What's wrong with having it good for a change?
Exactly.
No, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's a certain reality. Nothing. I'm going to quote Marilyn Manson. Okay, nothing is going to change the world. I don't know what song that's from. You know what song that's from?
No.
Nothing's going to change the world. Yeah, totally.
It's true.
Nothing's going to change it.
People will still fight.
All we are
saying. You might as well grab the cash hold sitting in front of you.
The thing is that people are following a myth. It's like a religion. This whole left-wing idealist society thing is a religion. It's a total fucking myth. You can't point to a single society in history where that's worked. Not one. It's not even an incidence of it.
Because the people with the guns killed them.
Yes! So what does that tell you? I mean, fuck. I'll get through to you. I'm going to give you a meat injection. That's what I mean. Yeah. Okay, here we go. I have to get back to the news story.
Okay.
Dear Sean Kennedy.
What about me?
What about you? Do you got another news story?
No, I don't.
I suspect it's not just me who finds it hard to break the cycle and start living properly. You see, this man understands.
Living properly.
He needs to start living properly. Well, it's true. There is proper living. There's proper living.
It's where, however you want to define proper living is proper living.
That's why he didn't ask you. It's because he clearly...
If you want to live in a van down by the river, then that's the way you want to live.
That's properly. Properly living in a van down by the fucking river. How do we start to introduce new routines into our life? For example, running as an exercise without paying some gym far too much money. There are some social barriers to break past. I used to attend martial arts class when they taught Sistema, a Russian martial art. After a while, when given the option to leave, I did. I learned a hell of a lot from it, but the problem with it is knowing that how you defend yourself isn't worth shit unless you actually have the body strength to do it. Also, I'd like to say that any martial art that doesn't include sparring isn't worth a fuck. Now, not true. Not true.
Depends what you're taking it for. You're taking it for to defend yourself, yes.
Well, that's why it's a martial art.
Pretty helpful to go and do some sparring.
Well, not really, no. I would disagree. The most
you need practical applications
you
for
do.
Your martial arts.
You do. But what I would say is more important than sparring would be a system that embeds it into your subconscious.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
definitely.
Now, sparring is...
Or else you're thinking while this guy's attacking, oh, what was that routine?
Oh, well, you'll try to think and it won't go anywhere.
You'll be on the ground
so I would say that it's not totally essential to spar. It is very helpful, but it's not essential. There are some martial arts like that you don't spar with. It's definitely not full contact. You should be doing Tai Chi if you follow it. I mean, that's some badass shit at high levels. I mean, don't fuck with Tai Chi masters.
Body movement, right?
Yeah, because they bring it into like a deeper REM state and all that good stuff. When you start getting punches raining down on you, even though head guards and boxing gloves and all things are taught, go to fuck. It's in fact a real challenge to keep a cool head, and until you're dropped to that situation, you have no idea how hard it is. And again, too, sparring match isn't the street, okay? Now, because I average a lot of fights,
yes.
Okay? I average about four to five fights a month.
Yep.
Fights. Like
not necessarily fist fights, but, you know, grappling kind of.
Well, yeah, well, that's a fist fight. And, yeah. And like, there's no knife fights. I don't have gun fights. I
hand-to-hand fights.
Hand-to-hand combat, okay? Yep. And you know, if I was gonna learn one thing to take people out, I would say, well, what should I learn to put people down? I'd learn chokeholds, because when in doubt, choke them the fuck out. And, I mean, and it's pretty hard because even if the guy's wailing on you, if you can choke him out, you know, defenseband.com. If you can choke him out, where did that come from? If you can choke him out, I mean, it can do a lot of damage. You know, you can generally get him down. But because, like, especially if you're a small guy, like a guy your size will put me down if I can't get
with
your arm
choke.
Off my neck. With a choke, yeah. If you know how to put a choke on me,
how quickly can a choke take somebody out?
Depends how fast I'm moving.
Yeah.
If I'm actually angry and breathing heavy and stuff like that, you put a choke on me, I'm done. I'll be fucking out like a light inside of, like, probably under a minute, I would say.
Oh, it would take that long. Okay. So
and you get progressively weaker. I mean, the blood's running, and you cut the blood and everything off to the brain.
Okay.
And, I mean, you can kill someone with a choke if you don't know what the fuck
you're
doing.
Cutting off the brain. Yeah, cutting off the blood. And
we're talking about a fight here. Yeah. Okay, we're talking about
kind of hard to be calm.
Yeah, like I'm not. Like there's that. No rules on the street, man. I'll fucking take your eyes out. You know, I mean, oh, he's really big. That means eyes, knees, choke, throat. You know,
down the center.
Yeah,
there.
I'm gonna blind him, circle until I can get the shot on the temple with my heel, and that's it. that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. You know, things like Krav Maga and all this different stuff, Sistema. I mean, that's where everything's going now. Even Bruce Lee said that the martial artist is the byproduct of about 6,000 years of propaganda.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of bullshit. A punch is a punch. A kick is a kick. It's all about your mindset. But anyway, regardless, we're getting past all this. What he's saying here is, I want to get into running or something to keep my body generally fit, but I don't want to be running on the street. We have more outdoor places nearby. The only problem is getting past the idea of feeling like one of these fad dieters and the thoughts that you might just be one of those guys giving up. It confirms your fears. Then you decide you owe it to yourself to try again, and all of that shit doesn't work. So how do you start and keep at it? Discipline. It's a matter of creating a system where you go every day and you start small. I would map out, like, say you have a route. Okay, yeah. Very small route. A route that's so stupidly easy, you're like, oh, man, that's nothing. It's around the block. You get up in the morning. Okay, let's say you could walk it. Everyone, this is nothing. It's not even working out. Okay, well, fine. It's not working out. No, it's not working out. Okay, great. Yeah. Great. It's not about working out. Get up in the morning. Run around the block. If you can't run, walk around the block. Eventually, it'll take so long to walk around the block, you'll run because you're bored. Okay?
It's taking too long.
And do it before you eat, because whenever before you eat, fat burns 500% more effective before you eat. So you get up in the morning, drink some water, no OJ, nothing like that, just water.
Yeah.
Do like a 1 kilometer walk around the block, not even a mile. That's the equivalency of walking 5 kilometers if you had a glass of orange juice. You see what I mean? For fat burn.
Yeah.
You do that, you'll see a difference in 3 weeks.
Just
by walking. If you run that, okay, let's say you run, let's say you go way out of control.
Yeah.
And you run 2 kilometers. Whoa. Slow down.
Yeah.
Okay, it took you 15 minutes to do it. You're a heavy, fat bastard.
Mm-hmm.
You go around the block and you're like, yeah, fuck yeah. But you did it. You did it. You get back. You're breathing. Your pulse is up a little bit. That's the equivalency of running 10 blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 blocks.
The important thing is the routine of doing it.
Do it
every
day.
Then it's no good at all.
Every day. Or you can, if you're working out hard, if you're really obese, and I've been going 3 times a week.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to work myself up, so I'm doing it every day. My eventual goal, is to swim 5,000 meters 3 times a week, run an 11K ruck march with a pack on my back, and then do a bunch of other crazy shit, wind sprints and running.
And sleep when you have time.
and then I don't actually sleep. I just wait.
That's right. You sleep while you swim.
So it's a matter of discipline. How do you start it? You fucking knuckle down. You motivate yourself. What motivates you? Bruce Lee movies? Sounds bad.
Watch one before you go.
Watch Bruce Lee movies at night. Read some books.
Feel that
be
like, you're watching
like,
a cool movie.
You know, whenever you watch a Bruce Lee movie, you're like, wah! And you find yourself stretching.
I can do that.
Like, yeah, man. And you're going around the block, and you don't think about that particular run.
Feeling like Bruce Lee.
The first time I did a 3K run, man, I was dying.
Yeah.
Okay, I was hurting. Okay, get around it and you just keep at it. If you fail one day, it's nothing. It's nothing because you skipped a day, right? But then you go the next day and you keep it up. You keep it up. Take the weekends off. Take 2 days off. Feel good about yourself. Celebrate your victories. It's hard. It's hard. There is no magic bullet for that. It's going to require discipline and work. And that's it.
Yep.
Sort yourself out. Don't be fat. Fight.
Don't be fat.
In the news. Now, you sent me this one, the listener license news. We're going to cover this one right off the top, because this one's
incredibly
some scary shit. Draft legislation is making the rounds in the U.S. Senate to give us a preview of the MPAA and RIA's next target, your television and radio. And there's a thing here to write your senator about it. You want to have the power to time shift and space shift TV and radio? You say you want tomorrow's innovators to invent new TV and radio gizmos that you haven't thought of yet? Yet the same way pioneers buying the VCR and the TiVo and the iPod did? Well, that's not what the entertainment industry has in mind, according to them. Here's all tomorrow's innovators should be allowed to offer you. Customary historic use of broadcast content by consumers to the extent of such use is consistent with applicable law, end quote. Had that been in law in the 70s, there would never have been the VCR. Had that been the law in 1990, no TiVo. In 2000, no iPod. Had that been the law fair use has always been a forward-looking doctrine. It was meant to leave room for the new uses, not merely customary historic uses. Sony was entitled to build a VCR first and resolve the fair use question in court later. This arrangement has worked out well for all involved, consumers, media moguls, and high technology companies. Now, what is this going on? They're trying to what exactly?
They are trying to close the analog loop, and they're also trying to eliminate any kind of things out of sight of their jurisdiction. They are trying to regulate all new kinds of equipment. It has to have sort of a broadcast flag now. If it doesn't have this broadcast flag in it, it won't play this the media.
Well, that's evil.
Yes.
That's not cool at all.
No, so it has to go through their approval system to be made.
Now, this is, you see, this is where things start to break down with me. This is the one thing where I go, and I hit this conundrum. Because, okay, Sean, you got these ideas for, you know, this draconian state there where everyone's all, you know. What about media?
Yeah.
Now they'll
have this equipment that only plays stuff with a broadcast flag. Now we, like as Rant Media, can't make our own media.
Because
it has to be approved and get this broadcast flag encoded into it to be able to be played.
Oh, so isn't
it? So we'd have to send it to like the MPAA or IAA first. And they go, yeah, okay, that can be played. That's allowed.
Oh.
So this shuts off everything.
So
everything's sent digital. Everything has a little check. They have the little guards going, yes, you're approved media.
So that's pretty much exactly what I said in Tales from the After Now.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So they're trying to stifle. They're trying to control all media.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, not at all.
So,
And two companies just merged as well.
Which ones? The MPAA and the IAA?
Pixar and Disney and Apple all kind of just merged together.
Apple?
The other day.
In Apple Computers?
Yeah. Steve Jobs, the owner of Apple, or the CEO or president,
now
has the largest controlling stake in Disney.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that's one less large company out there.
Oh, good.
It's getting smaller and smaller, and soon we'll just have one megacorp. World Corp. Controlling your media for you.
Wow. That's,
So save your DVDs, DVD players, because soon they'll only play approved media.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'm for one world government. I don't really am for one world corporations, you know.
Because they're losing their grip. Like MP3s and movies on the internet, they're going out the door, right? They can't control that, so they're trying to lock down as much as they can.
Well, you know,
and they're fearful of the future.
Yeah, interesting, because they're never going to be able to stifle that.
I mean,
it'll go back to guys in their basements.
Yeah, but how many are there out there? The mass consumers, right? They don't have a choice. They don't know about these things. They just go to their store. They buy their media. They don't know about this. They don't know what is being stifled.
Of course not, because they're just watching their shit on TV.
That's right.
That's
it. They buy their new TVs. Oh, okay, we'll watch that. They don't know what they're missing, really.
Shut up and buy.
Yep.
Yeah, not so good. Not so good. In bag and tag news, and this was sent in by Mystic. This is from January 3rd, way back there. Parents who failed to pay child support money could be tagged. This is those ankle tags, you know, the ankle tags that they put on people? Yeah.
Work and
pension security, John Hutton said. This is in England. Mr. Hutton said the idea was being examined as part of reforms of the powers of the Child Support Agency. I want to get tough with those dads who aren't paying for their kids, he told the BBC News. A review of the Child Support Agency is underway, with the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, said that it was not properly suited to its job. Mr. Hutton said he would make statements to Parliament soon, setting out how he plans to improve CSA's performance. Mr. Hutton's comments follow a press report suggesting his department was looking at imposing curfews backed by tagging restriction of movements of absent parents.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a bit totalitarian.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make all crimes exactly the same? Death penalty for everything.
Well,
why not? Just do everything.
Well,
make it simple. Everyone will obey.
You know, I'm as draconian as the next guy. You know, really. But this to me, no. I mean,
somebody's lobbying pretty hard to get that kind of
why don't we give the cops, like, you know, the APCs, and they could drive through streets with lassos, and they'll be like, and you grab this guy, drag him, and be like,
did you read his RFID?
Him.
Yeah, he's a deadbeat dad.
Like,
get him.
And they brand him, and he's like, get along, little doggy. Woo! And they be smacking him and shit. Yeah.
Throw him into a cart in the back.
You know, it's kind of like at that point you're looking at this shit going, well, you know,
it's
really
over the top.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
Now, here's a piece of mil-spec gear that is going to be used by the cops, which no one's really talking about.
Okay.
And it's a handheld device, a new handheld radar scope from the Defense Advanced Research Projects at DARPA, can provide troops with the ability that was formerly the province of science fictional superheroes alone. The ability to sense through up to 12 inches of concrete whether someone is in the next room.
Handheld.
Wow. The radar scope is expected to be used in Iraq, spring according to DARPA. Weighing just 1.5 pounds, the device about the size of a telephone handset will cost about $1,000.
Wow.
Waterproof and rugged, it runs on AA batteries held up to a wall. Users will be able to sense movements as small as breathing up to 50 feet into the next room.
Get me one of those. That's awesome.
It may not change how a four-man stacks go into a room during house clearing, but as they go into building, it can help them prioritize what rooms they go into. It will give them an extra degree of knowledge to know that someone is inside. Now, that is going to be going right from DARPA to the cops.
Oh, yeah. They could use that all day.
For sure. So just, you know, that's why it's my job to let people know what's going on. So the antenna of the light detector atop the op, swept back and forth in rhythmic half-life circle. Oh, sorry. This is from a book. This was from the light detector from Frank Herbert wrote in his story, Ceasefire.
Okay. Comparing real life to like,
yeah, that's exactly fiction. It's a remarkable invention. It should make the task of searching buildings a bit less dangerous. But as well, I mean, this is an interesting thing where, you know,
we didn't go in the house.
It reminds me of in The Fifth Element where they're walking along the buildings. Everyone's supposed to put their hands in the circles, and they put the screen up, and you can see inside the room. And there's the guy with his hands in his circles or not?
Yep.
Yeah. Kind of bizarre.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Crazy world we live in. You know. That's why that's why it's important that we're able to infiltrate.
But you got to know what the other side has, too.
What's that?
What could block this?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you want to protect your house from people peering in.
Well, I mean, there's no reason why any logs would need to protect themselves from this, because we're all basically very good people. That's why we have to, you know.
That's right. We don't have any secrets.
We don't have any secrets. We're the good guys. That's how it works. You see?
That's right.
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at any time in history... you know, there's always people who, you know, it's good to know where your limits are and to make sure that, you know, you want to have a...
No, I like having my privacy, thanks.
Well, you're an extremist, though.
That's
you
right,
know, and,
yeah.
But luckily...
Call me away.
Luckily, we're friends. Luckily, we're friends, and you can be an extremist, and I'll get along with these people.
Yeah,
I'll do what I can.
And you keep tabs on me, make sure I'm safe by looking through my walls from time to time,
or following the people who do.
That's right.
You see,
because
that's really what you have to be thinking about. You're not going to get anywhere if you give people a target. Moving right along. In Planet News, and this is from January 13th, 2006, from Jill Sargent.
Yep.
The Earth lacks the energy, arable land and water, enough land and water to enable China and India to attain Western levels of consumption, the environmental think tank has warned. So if China and India decide they're going to live like America, North America does, the planet's going to take a shit.
Sure. Yeah, probably.
This is interesting. And in the startling discovery, scientists have found that plants are contributing to harmful greenhouse gas emissions.
Oh, we better get rid of those plants.
Yeah, I got to get rid of the plants. According to a study published in Nature yesterday, plants may emit almost a third of the methane entering the Earth's atmosphere. Methane is second only to carbon dioxide in contributing to greenhouse gases effect. Now, this is because they're probably talking about the moss, which is thawing out along the Arctic Circle, which is releasing methane because of global warming. And so the plants are like, fine,
it's a vicious cycle.
You guys want methane? Fair fucking ball. Dump. We'll just kill everything, and then methane will go away. Then the article goes on talking about this, saying how, you know, well, the rest of the world can't, you have to prioritize. Only North America can
live at this standard. And those guys, they got to stay down there.
Let's say that was decided. Let's say that's true. Let's say that's true. Would you agree with that? Would you say, well, you know,
it's hard to say what you should be done about that.
Well, yeah, but let's speculate. Let's worry off.
I'll blame religion.
Good call.
Because
they
don't let you have contraceptives so that there's large families and they keep breeding. There. I'll bring religion into it. It's their fault.
Yeah, we'll blame the Christians. Okay.
We got to dump lots and lots of condoms in those.
That's right.
In those countries.
Condoms and, you know, something.
Yeah.
In genetics news. Now, this is a little scary. This was sent in from January 14th from a Healthy Fire. Chinese scientists have developed egg parasitic wasps to curb the spread of certain kind of insect pests.
What?
The new measure has been tested in over 13,300 hectares of arable land in 13 provinces and regions, according to the principal of the Wuhan Institute of Virology under the Chinese Academy of Sciences, based in the capital of central China's Hubei province. The egg parasitic wasps transfer a fatal virus by stinging the target pests when spawning their eggs in pest eggs. So these are wasps that kill other insects, and then all insects become these wasps.
I don't see how that's good.
No, well, this is.
And then we get these snakes that eat the wasps, and I know the snakes they multiply a lot. But then we got these cats kill the snakes.
And the thing that gets me is more like, you know how there's these army ants? You ever see the army ants when they go on the march and they strip skeletons down to like the bare bones in like 20 seconds or less? Yeah.
They just envelop.
What if they could fly? Have some of that. There's just an entirely,
That's frightening. Anytime they introduce something like that into the ecosystem,
It's never good. It's never good. It's like, oh, let's build parasitic wasps. First of all, I fucking hate
Sean
wasps.
Sean loves wasps.
I fucking hate wasps with a passion. If there was one animal I would wipe off the face of the planet, it would be wasps.
So Sean wants less, not more wasps that can kill other
animals. Oh, let's soup them up. That's a good idea. Let's fucking gen joke boost the wasps. Good plan. Way to go. Good call, Chinese guy. Fuck. Where is your head? You know, I want to take this guy into the nice summer forest sometime. What are you thinking? Don't you ever go on picnics, you stupid fuck?
What are you making these wasps for?
What are you making more wasps for, you asshole? Not more wasps, less wasps. You made wasps that killed other wasps and then killed themselves. Kill yourself, kill your friends, kill your parents, wasps.
Yeah, they Marilyn could kill Manson, other wasps, wasps and then feel really guilty about feeling wasps and commit suicide.
I just fucking, oh, makes me crazy. Today's Daily Hack is UBCD4. UBCD4 Windows is a bootable CD.
Okay.
Which contains software that allows you to repair, restore, diagnose almost any computer problem. All software includes in UBCD4 Windows is freeware, utilities for Windows. UBCD4 Window is based on BART's PE. BART's PE builds a Windows pre-install environment. CD, basically Windows booted from CD. Mm-hmm. With network support, the ability to modify NTFS volumes, recover deleted files, create new NTFS. It's like a total, things have taken a crap. It's a toolkit on a CD that's a diagnostic.
That's handy. For anybody who does repairs on computers for family or anything.
Yeah, well, you remember the ones you and I used to make? You have like, there's a bunch of tests. It's like this on crack. There's like a list of tools. There's like 50 tools on this thing.
So this is your friend.
This is your buddy over here.
Nice.
And that's all that we got for you today. But don't worry, we'll be back next Monday to make sure you get all the news you need to stay alive. And this would be a free broadcast for now.
For now. Yeah, until the MPA gets us and their RAA.
Yeah, it's brought to you by the generous donations of the people willing to donate. And thank you very much for the donators of December. Pardon me?
Did you update that list?
No. You didn't send me the...
Over there.
It's way over there. So you said right, I said way. So thank you very much. Next week we'll thank the donators for December.
For 1 week. And then it goes to January.
That's your fault. The 3 weeks get in. My job. That's not my job.
That's right.
We're now it's the blame thrower. If you would like to help keep this weekly news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab, because that way we're able to keep up the fight for free media. Every dollar that you give helps strike a blow against core political tyranny worldwide. Break out your piggy banks. You know you love it.
Smash them.
Smash them. Smash the piggies.
Smash them with
Smash
hammers.
Smash the little piggies with hammers. Make bacon out of your piggy bank. Upcoming events, I don't have much for you. But thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. And for all your feedback. For the people who agree with me and say, Sean, you're right. The crazy people who agree with me. And the people who don't understand.
The people who are sane and have a level head and not trying to kill everyone in the world.
And don't see past what I'm doing and see what I'm really doing. If you would like to check out the music in the background, make sure you pick up the album In Strength Confidence by Cryogenics.
Not the other way around. Cryogenics by In Strength Confidence.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for making me look stupid, man. And I'm going to leave you now with a track from that album called Sinner, which is very, very cool. Yeah, very, very sexy. So you got anything else?
No. I'm cool.
That's cool. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, until tomorrow, Seth.
Next week.
It's always the same thing, too, isn't it? Until next week, that's what Server said. End of line.
She's